The offseason was impressive, and we're hoping the regular season will be too. But first, it's spring training. Now, more of Padres Social Hour broadcasting from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona.
Padres Social Hour from Peoria. Remember, though, the opening series weekend presented by Saquon is right around the corner. You got the party in the park on Friday, post-game laser show on Saturday, military opening day and kids fest on Sunday, unforgettable weekend at Petco coming up, what, April 10th, 11th, 12th, after that home opener on the 9th. Get your tickets today to experience the fun and watch the Padres and the Giants. Padres.com/tickets, Padres.com/tickets. RJ, we got Matt Kemp, by the way, coming up in just a moment.
Beautiful.
Opening day, home opener, always fun, always special. Am I out of line by saying this year maybe a little bit more so?
You're not out of line at all. I think it's pretty exciting. And we always talk about, you know, Padres, let's get off to a fast start the last few years.
Here we go.
We'll reflect back. I mean, it's going to come up. You know, we always get off to kind of a slow start. And I think that might be changing, you know, for what we have here. There's so many different ways I think we have the ability to win ball games now than we had before. And I hope that shows up relatively soon.
Yeah.
You know,
every week I put this conversation off. Every week on this show, I've said, we'll talk about it later. But maybe we're there.
No,
you just brought
there.
It up. The fast start. I mean, what can a team do? Because nobody wants to get off to a slow start. For the last couple of years, it's been an issue. And you see it every season with teams. It's hard to dig out from that. And you say, hey, there's 162 of them. And if you're going to get your 90 wins, it doesn't matter really how they're coming across. But it's harder to get to 90 or whatever the magic number might be,
you know,
if you get off to the slow start.
Jesse, the one thing I did notice the other day against the Giants here, game over, I think it was 10-5. We hit four home runs.
Yeah.
And just looking at that lineup that we put in there, and all of a sudden it got very, very interesting. And in talking to a couple of the Giant coaches afterwards, they looked at me and go, well, this could be very interesting. I mean, there's nobody in this lineup you can pitch around. You have so many guys. Everybody doesn't have to have a great day all the time. You just need one of those key elements to pick the team up. And remember, this is a better pitching staff, in my opinion, than we had last year.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how good our record was if we scored, you know, three or more runs or four runs.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be a lot more realistic. We're going to score more runs. And I think the starting pitchers know that. So they can stay in a game a little bit longer. And it's going to be interesting. But I don't think they're going to have that struggle in April like we've seen.
All right, I hope you're right. And just kind of something Skans was talking about earlier, too, is the bullpen. I mean, it was a major, major, major strength last year, even after the Houston Street trade with the Angels. And coming back, and you look up and down, I mean, there's going to be guys fighting probably till the very last day of spring training.
That's right.
You know, to make that bullpen.
Oh, it's just absolutely amazing. And that's what you really want to see. It's a dream. You take the best 12 pitchers, I would assume, this ball will carry, maybe even 13. But with off days, it's usually one less. You know, but you look at, you know, Jose Valverde, how well he's thrown the baseball. You know, you have Brandon Maurer coming out and, you know, with a little bit of herky-jerky motion, but, you know, attacking hitters and going right at the plate, very, very impressive. And all these guys are bidding, you know, for these spots. And you get the basic Nick Vincent looks good, Dale Thayer, you know, Benoit's ready to go. There's no doubt about that. So it's going to be very, very interesting. The left-hander Torres is going to be there,
yep.
I would think. So, like, there's a few spots open. It's going to be amazing who's going to make those spots.
All right, let's move on from pitching. We've talked a lot about pitching. Let's talk a little bit more offense, and we'll do it with a guy that is expected to provide a ton of it in the middle of the lineup this year, Matt Kemp. He sat down with us a couple of days ago. Hey, Matt, so far so good?
So far so good. You know, out here in spring training, another spring training in Arizona. It's always beautiful out here around this time of the year, and it's always good to be back out here on the baseball field.
We obviously see the way you're swinging the bat. Does it feel good for you so far?
Feels good, yeah. I mean, still working out some kinks here and there, but, you know, it's a spring training. This is where you make your mistakes, so you don't make the mistakes when you get to the season.
You talk about working out kinks. Is that a cage thing? Is that a BP thing? Is that a game thing?
Everything. Getting in the cage, getting your reps in, you know, working on your strengths and your weaknesses, and you know, like you said, just smoothing out all the rough areas that you have in your game.
Throughout your career, you consider yourself a fast starter in spring training usually?
It just depends. You know, sometimes it's hit or miss, but you know, by the last 2 weeks of spring training, I like to be locked in and ready to go. It's always good to go into the season feeling really, really good, and you know, that's how you get to a fast start, and you know, able to do what you can do.
So up until those last 2 weeks, it's just kind of figuring it out, getting comfortable?
Yeah, you're figuring it out, getting comfortable. I mean, you're not trying to go out there in spring training games and mess up. That's not the thing you want to do. But, you know, it's not you don't get in a panic mode when you're not feeling right or not feeling good at the plate. Only time you probably get in panic mode is towards the middle of the season, not the beginning, but it's a long season, long stretch, and a lot of baseball to be played.
Yeah, all right, you know how this whole thing works. Back-to-back the other day with Upton, that was fun for us watching. This is a nice little lineup we could have here.
Definitely a nice lineup, a lot of right-handed power, a lot of guys that have done some special things over their career and are going to continue to do special things, and I feel like this year is going to be a very exciting season.
Talk some defense with you. I've seen you out there a couple of times working with Dave Roberts, mm-hmm. Jose Valentin, just trying to get better. I mean, at this point in your career?
I mean, that's with anybody. Anybody that's a good defensive person or is even not that good of a defensive person out there, extra work, you know, getting your reps in, getting the feel for being back out there in the outfield, pretty much comes natural. But, you know, it's always good to get out there and get moving around and work on some things and, you know, working on jumps and your footwork and things like that.
I've heard from people that's maybe the thing you can sort of most impact with practice in baseball is, like, that's one of those things. You really do work hard at it. You can transform.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not something you just go out there and become a good defensive player. It's something you got to work at. And just like with hitting, you got to work at hitting. You can't always just be able to roll out of bed and be able to hit. Some people can maybe be able to do that, but a lot of the greats are always in the cage working on their strengths and their weaknesses, trying to get better.
As a hard worker, and you are, we've seen it a lot in every way, as we kind of mentioned. Is that a leadership thing for you, too, maybe some of these younger guys around here in camp being like, hey, man, Matt Kemp's a superstar. He's working his tail off. Maybe I should say.
I think all superstars or great baseball players work hard. And I think younger guys do see that, and they can try to relate to it or try to, you know, go off of what are the veteran guys do. Because I know when I was growing up as a young guy, I was looking at those older guys, seeing what type of work ethic they had and seeing how they go about their business. And all the greats work hard and always trying to improve on something.
Where you get this many new guys together in a room, I think everybody wants to talk about clubhouse chemistry and gelling and all that. So how's the clubhouse so far?
Oh, clubhouse has been great. I think chemistry comes with winning. I've learned that being on some.
Yeah, there's chemistry
great.
Right now.
Yeah. I've learned that being on some great teams that, I mean, like I've said before, not everybody's going to always get along. You're in a room with 25, 30 guys for a long period of time. Every day more than you are with your family. So there are going to be some guys that get on your nerves, but, you know, when you go out there on the baseball field, you have that one common goal, and that's trying to win games. But, I mean, the chemistry in the clubhouse has been great so far. Everybody's loose and having fun, and, I mean, that's just what baseball is all about.
It's not just the players, of course. Buddy Black, something maybe you've learned about Buddy these last couple of weeks that you couldn't know or didn't know when, you know, he was on the other side.
Very laid-back individual. Wants everybody to work hard and wants everybody to be really good at their craft. And, you know, he's just a funny guy. What I like about him is he's good with chemistry in the clubhouse and making people getting to know each other as far as little things we do in spring training and during our meetings when get to know people, something I've never really experienced. And, I mean, there's maybe like 50 guys in the clubhouse, and I think I know something about each one of them. And, you know, I give all the thanks to Buddy because he makes us know everybody in that clubhouse and where they're from and what high school they went to and some little fun fact about them. So I'm very informed on some of my teammates that I probably wouldn't know or have never known.
That's really cool and very interesting. You also know about their basketball skills, some of them at least. We've got the hoop right over here over my left shoulder.
Yeah.
Best shot on the team belongs to, and you can say yourself.
Matt Kemp. Matt Kemp. Jerko has a really good shot. We got a lot of guys in here that have really good strokes, so it's going to be interesting, a little competition that we have going on here in spring training, and hopefully my team Kemp, wins the competition.
It is a shooting competition, no one-on-one anything.
No
like
one-on-one, no banging or anything. We're just
no elbows.
Just straight shooting. That's it.
You got a GM who can compete as well.
He's got a pretty good stroke, but I told him yesterday he wouldn't be able to get that shot off on me, so it'd be some trouble. But he's got a nice little shot.
Oh, yeah, the basketball is a big-time competition out here.
Yeah, and AJ thinks you can play. That's interesting.
AJ's got, like, a little Iverson to him. That's the scouting report. I don't know how much of a distributor he is. He tries to finish from that point guard. Well, anyway, less basketball talk. I want to follow up on something Matt Kemp said right there that I thought was really, really interesting. You see, he's never been in a situation where he knows this much about all of the guys in the clubhouse as he does. And it's not just a thing that Buddy is doing because of all the new guys. It's something Buddy always does.
That's right.
You know, those morning meetings, you're in there.
Yep.
You know, getting these guys to be more human to each other in a way. You know, getting to know each other as people.
Exactly. I mean, it might be different. It might be video of one of the guys. You know, like the other day, I think there was a little Middlebrook was a quarterback in high school and everything. So they had some footage of him playing quarterback, and he got some chuckles watching him do that with a little background music. Or it might be making Guerrero talk about everybody from Columbia that ever played in the major leagues. But having him get out front of all the guys and talk a little bit and break the ice.
Yeah.
You get into competition, yeah, but still you get to know the guys, know a little bit about everybody. And whether it be, you know, Jay Upton or Matt Kemp, nobody's excluded. Everybody kind of gets involved in those morning meetings, and Buddy makes sure they do. And it's really a lot of fun.
I just thought that was really neat. And, you know, Buddy's been here for so long, it's easy to be like, yeah, that's just kind of the status quo thing that the teams do. But you hear Matt Kemp saying, hey, I've never been in a situation where I've known as much about my teammates as I do now. And that's thanks to Buddy Black.
So far, you know, I'll say I've been here, 10 days, 11 days. But, you know, I think Upton and Matt Kemp are embracing the kind of a leadership role that they come in with. It comes with the territory and getting traded over here. But I think they've stepped up and been great teammates, and communicating with the other players has been good.
Kemp, a fun guy to talk to, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Good dude, good personality. Doesn't, you know, come off as too big for anything. He's a good guy to hang out with.
Yeah, just love the game, man. They play the game.
Absolutely. All right, fun stuff there. Thanks to Matt Kemp for stopping by. Padres Social, we're running out of time, but that's okay because we got baseball coming up, so you just want to continue to stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, FanFest is coming up before you know it. 2015 FanFest is presented by State Farm. It is at Petco Park on Saturday, April 4th. Again, it'll be here before you know it, and it is free for the entire family. It's an event to celebrate you, the fan, so don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with players and coaches. Free passes are now available at padres.com/fanfest. It's free to get in, but you got to get the pass.
You got to get a pass.
Because you need a seat, because there's a game that's part of FanFest this year. They're playing the Rojos. Yeah, the Red Devils of Mexico City. So go to padres.com/fanfest. You sign up for your ticket. It's free, but you got to sign up for you and everybody that's coming.
You don't want to miss that exhibition game.
No, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a neat deal. It really is. So that's April 4th at Petco Park. We'll take a break, come back, wrap up Social Hour right after this.
The Padres continue spring training from the Peoria Sports Complex in Arizona, and we'll continue with more of Padres Social Hour right after this.